revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The Izvestia newspaper cited the FSB, the main successor to the Soviet KGB, as saying that the British diplomats had recruited Russian teenagers, organized what it called provocations, and held talks in the British ambassador's Moscow residency with opposition figures. The FSB said it considered the activity of the expelled diplomats as, quote, threatening the security of the Russian Federation. It's an apparent display of Kremlin anger over London's support for Kyiv. The expulsions come ahead of talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Joe Biden. The allies are forecast to discuss letting Ukraine strike deeper into Russia with Western missiles. President Vladimir Putin warned on Thursday that such a development would alter the scope of the conflict and mean the West would be directly fighting with Russia.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The issue of whether Ukraine should use Western-supplied long-range missiles to target deeper into Russia is contentious, with Moscow arguing that it would escalate the conflict to a NATO war. Robert Wood, the U.S. representative to the United Nations, confirmed the U.S.'s commitment to supporting Ukraine.
Building an integrated air defense capability for Ukraine is a priority for us and others. We cannot let up. We are going to work with Ukraine to ensure they have the capabilities needed to defend themselves against Russia's missile and drone attacks.
However, White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters on Friday that the United States was not planning to announce any new policy on Ukraine and its use of long-range missiles. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on the other hand, said on Friday that Canada fully supports Ukraine using long-range weaponry. This is VOA News. On Friday, the Hong Kong Journalists Association said many journalists are experiencing the largest-scale harassment of reporters in the city. Selena Cheng, the chair of the association, says anonymous complaints have targeted journalists' families and associates since June.
I don't believe this is right, and that's why we are making a loud call today to say that we do not accept such behavior.
Many threats warned of endangering national security if associations continued. Facebook posts accused journalists of producing problematic or illegal content. Cheng emphasized the damage to press freedom. She noted no direct link to authorities. France is investigating the disappearances of two Congolese Paralympic athletes. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
French authorities are looking into the disappearance of two Congolese Paralympic athletes. Le Parisien newspaper reported that shot putter Mireille Nganga and Emmanuel Grace Mouambako, a visually impaired sprinter, were the athletes who had gone missing. The two athletes from Congo recently competed in the Paris Games and went missing on September the 5th, along with a third person. The investigation into their disappearance was opened 2 days later. The athletes' suitcase were also gone, but their passports remained with the Congolese delegation, according to an official. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two United States citizens on trial for their role in a coup attempt in the Democratic Republic of Congo, led by a Congolese politician, were sentenced to death by a military court on Friday. Armed men briefly occupied an office of the presidency in the capital on May 19th before their leader, U.S.-based Congolese politician Christian Malanga, was killed by security forces. Malanga's son, one of those sentenced, had previously told the court that his father threatened to kill him unless he participated. The death toll in the aftermath of a typhoon in Vietnam has climbed to 254 as rescue workers recover more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital were beginning to recede, but many neighborhoods remain inundated. Farther north, experts are predicting it could still be days before any relief is in sight. Typhoon Yagi made landfall Saturday, starting a week of heavy rains that have triggered flash floods and landslides, particularly in Vietnam's mountainous north. More than 100 people are still listed as missing as of Friday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Comoros President Azali Assoumani was slightly injured in a knife attack on Friday, a government spokesperson told Reuters, adding that his attacker was in custody. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music and more. Music and more. Music and more. VOA. One. Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them.